Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when Robert F. Kennedy Jr. himself has told sources in the press that he believes that his independent candidacy, which is now likely about to become a reality, that his independent candidacy will take more votes from Trump than for Biden. Why? And will it help re-elect Joe Biden? We'll get to that. First up, the big news in Washington, D.C. We have no Speaker of the House. The chair is vacant. There is no one in charge of the House of Representatives. It's kind of like losing a teacher in preschool. It could be extremely chaotic. It has been extremely chaotic. So what sense do we make of it? Few people better to talk to than David Drucker of The Dispatch, where he is a senior writer. He's based in Washington, D.C. Prior to joining that company this year, he was a senior correspondent for The Washington Examiner. He is the author of In Trump's Shadow, The Battle for 2024 and the Future of the GOP. David Drucker, so will America survive for a couple of days without a Speaker of the House?
Well, I mean, I guess if they can't do anything, they can't ruin anything, so there's that.
Well, yeah. It says that under House rules, McCarthy previously turned over a secret list of potential temporary successors to lead the chamber. McCarthy is now the first speaker in all of our history, 234 years of history, is the first one to actually be expelled from the speakership. How does this process go forward? How do we get a new speaker?
Right. So Patrick McHenry, who's the Republican from North Carolina and the chairman of the Financial Services Committee, was the designated speaker pro tem, who's now sort of nominally running the House floor. Under the rules, nothing can be done legislatively. So all normal business in the House of Representatives now comes to a stop while the chamber tries to come up with either the same House speaker and had until a few minutes ago or a new House speaker. And, you know, then once that's done, obviously they've got a number of challenges. There's a government funding bill that was signed into law over the weekend that only lasts for 45 days. And there are a number of priorities that both parties have, in terms of government funding. That's the immediate priority. But, you know, Republicans really have to get their house in order. They have a slim majority. They're up against a Democratic Senate and a Democratic White House, which means they don't have a lot of leverage, but the only leverage they might possibly have for some incremental victories, and I categorize the debt ceiling deal with President Biden as one of them, is to unify and be able to deliver 218 votes, which is what you need when you have a, you know, fully functioning, fully filled House, to get things done. And if they can't do that, they're going to end up relying on Democrats for basic government functioning and be able to make no progress toward anything conservative. But you have a small minority of the House, and it is a small minority. It's in the single digits that don't like McCarthy and think that the impossible is actually attainable when you're dealing with divided government and a majority that has very few seats to give. And so the question isn't even so much, well, can they find a way to get McCarthy back and the speakers, get the speaker's gavel back to Kevin McCarthy? It's, first of all, can you find anybody who wants the job under these circumstances? You can't really, but, you know, okay, fine. Maybe they'll have to find somebody. And will they afford this new individual, if it is to be a new individual, any more leeway to govern and wheel and deal than they did with McCarthy? I mean, they gave him no room to do anything at all, and he finally threw up his hands the other day and said, fine, I'll pass a government funding bill that relies on Democratic votes to get to the president's desk so we don't have a government shutdown. He probably would have avoided this action this week had he let the government shut down and stay shut down for several weeks. But, you know, these are the questions that have to be answered. Is who else wants the job? And if you can find anybody else that wants the job because you can't get the old guy back in the job, are they going to give him any leeway to govern? I mean, I don't see how or why the complaints that forced McCarthy to become the first speaker to be booted in the entire history of the United States government, in this form of government anyway, you know, I don't see why that would change. Their complaints are not just, oh, we don't like you. It's we don't like that you've been governing, and anybody that's in this position is going to have to try and govern.
Okay. My understanding is they do not have to pick a member of the House as speaker. That under House rules, they can select, well, they're one of the theories about how Donald Trump would get back to the presidency is because the speaker's third in line to the presidency, right after the president and the vice president, then a speaker of the House. If they wanted to, could the Republicans in the House of Representatives install Donald Trump as speaker?
I mean, they could install you or me as speaker, but that's not going to happen. Trump does not have the votes to become speaker. Trump doesn't want to become speaker. Sure, you know, the Speaker of the House is in line for the presidency. You know, should something befall the president and then the vice president. But those are a lot of dominoes to fall, even in this day and age of a geriatric government. And so I don't expect there to be some sort of outside-the-box pick where you have somebody who's not a member of the House. You know, there's also a political aspect to this job. You know, Kevin McCarthy, and there's plenty you can criticize Kevin McCarthy. I've covered Kevin McCarthy since he was a freshman assemblyman in the California legislature. I've known him, and he has plenty of faults, but he's done about as well as anybody could have done, given the majority he has. And he also is raising record amounts of money for House Republicans to try and defend the majority and win more seats. So if they're going to sideline him permanently, they're going to have to replace his political acumen and his fundraising. Then, you know, any Republican Speaker of the House can raise a lot of money, but he's particularly good at it. And it's like disrupting a political machine that's working quite well midstream and, you know, over specious complaints. Again, if that's what the majority of his caucus, of his conference wanted, that would be one thing. It's not even 10% of his caucus. And that's what's
odd about this. 95%, they are saying, 95% of the Republican caucus voted to keep Speaker McCarthy for all those reasons that you're talking about. What about Matt Gaetz? I mean, the rumors are that he is planning to run for governor of Florida. We will get to that. Can you join us for a few minutes more, David?
I can't. I've got to run.
Okay. Well, then they do talk about Matt Gaetz running for governor of Florida, but that would be in 2026. And again, it's one of the reasons that Matt Gaetz is unlikely to favor Ron DeSantis at all, because if Ron DeSantis leaves the governorship early, then the lieutenant governor of Florida becomes an incumbent governor, and it's harder for Matt Gaetz to do his campaign for governor of the Sunshine State. But the idea that Matt Gaetz is motivated by anything other than the love of fundraising, the love of being the center of attention, and having a great deal of publicity. Who knows? By the way, somebody else who loves publicity, Robert Kennedy Jr., what is his impact going to be as an independent candidate? We'll get to it.
Entertain your brain every day on The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I hear a lot of hate come from shop jocks like yourself.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved show, it is worth listening to some of the debate that was conducted earlier today about the continuation in the speakership of Kevin McCarthy. And by the way, there is every possibility And in fact, there's some conversation about it now that McCarthy may attempt to run for speaker again. But he would have to be elected. He would have to persuade some of those seven, and there were seven Republicans who ran against them, led by the indescribable Matt Gaetz. Three members of Congress, Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin, Marcus Molinaro of New York, and Steve Womack of Arkansas. These were Republicans who described Matt Gaetz and what he was doing. This is clip six. Listen.
The only word I can describe for that is either he's either a fool or a liar.
I think Matt Gaetz is a chaos agent.
And I don't have tolerance for some pseudo-psycho-political fetish.
I'm telling you, it definitely puts the majority in jeopardy when you see disunity.
I think it's sending a terrible signal to the electorate in advance of the 24 election that this Republican majority cannot govern itself.
Okay, clearly this is not helpful to Republicans, and Representative Derek Van Orden, a Republican of Wisconsin, spoke about that on the House floor. Listen.
I'll be plain. The motion to vacate the speakership is a fool's errand. And I can think of no greater leader than that effort than my colleague from the state of Florida. Today, we will spend the people's time so that someone can audition for a television show or possibly the governorship of a state. This is unacceptable, and the time for these antics are over.
Well, those antics are just beginning because the speaker's seat is vacant right now. Meanwhile, there is also a brand new Democratic member of the Senate. That's correct. The new member of the Senate is LaFona Butler, and she was appointed by Governor Gavin Newsom. Newsom appointed her without any limitations or preconditions on her appointment, which gives her the ability to run for a full term in 2024. So far, she has not said whether she will run for a full term and has not made any public appearances. She was sworn in today. However, if she runs, ballots for California's March 5th primary will need to be mailed to voters in early February, which leaves a very short window for her to raise money in what is already shaping up to be a very costly Democratic primary. That Democratic primary where Senator Butler, the new senator, the first black lesbian female senator in California history, first black lesbian to be a U.S. senator, period. Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin was a prior lesbian senator, a current lesbian senator, along with, I don't know if they are going to organize a new lesbian caucus. I doubt it. The Democratic opponents being faced by Senator Butler, if she runs, include Adam Schiff, who's another congressman from California, Katie Porter, another congressman from California, and Barbara Lee, another congressperson from California. They have raised more than $30 million combined this year, but those close to Butler say to not expect her to make any rash decisions on her future. That decision definitely won't be coming this week. Butler, a spokesperson, told Playbook last night. It focused on that Senator Butler is focused on respecting and honoring San Francisco's legacy and getting ready to serve the people in the Senate. Meanwhile, James Craig, former police chief of Detroit, who is a African-American conservative, has officially entered the Republican primary to replace retiring Senator Debbie Stabenow in Michigan. This is one of those seats that is open. and where Republicans are given something of a chance, but President Trump carried Michigan in 2016. He lost it by 150,000 votes this last election, but we will see. Meanwhile, the ongoing speculation about about Robert Kennedy Jr. and his political plans. The headline basically says this is going to F, and then in the rest of the word, this is going to F Trump. RFK Jr. campaign insider says independent run will help Biden. Charlie Kirk argued on his podcast last week that an independent Kennedy run is so damaging for Trump that it must be the result of a media plot to encourage Kennedy to defect from the Democratic Party. RFK can't win, but he can deny Trump the White House and hand it to Democrats. That's the position of Charlie Kirk. There's also the Mediaite reports that the polling that we have so far offers some insight into the state of the race going forward. Surveys show Republicans have a far more favorable view of Robert Kennedy than Democrats. The latest polling from Quinnipiac found Kennedy scoring 49% approval and 19% disapproval among Republicans. But among Democrats, he's far underwater. It's 14% approval and 57% disapproval. When another survey asked New Hampshire Democrats to describe Kennedy in one word, the top responses were crazy, dangerous, insane, conspiracy, and unknown. That was the reaction of Democrats. To put it simply, Democrats don't like Kennedy. Republicans do. Data guru Nate Silver noted on Twitter, the available numbers indicate a Kennedy third-party run is trouble, big trouble for Trump. Not being remotely sarcastic when I say this is good news for Biden. Kennedy himself seems to understand that his constituency of supporters has more overlap with Trump's than Biden's. In an appearance on a podcast last week, before news of his independent run became public, Kennedy said a third-party bid would not help the Trump campaign. I take more votes from President Trump than I do from President Biden, he said. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
How dare you say something like that?
Michael MedVed. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. President Biden's son, Hunter, has entered a not guilty plea to federal gun charges in Delaware. He's facing three felony firearms charges, one of which pertains to unlawful possession as an illegal drug user. The charges came after a previous plea deal, which permitted him to enter a diversion program, unraveled due to scrutiny from a federal judge. Former President Trump and his associates, including his two sons, are in a Manhattan courtroom for a second day in a civil fraud trial. Trump again blasting prosecutors on his way into the courthouse.
This case should be dismissed. This is not a case. And She should probably be dismissed also.
They're accused of inflating property values for better loans and insurance rates. 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers nationwide are in negotiations to prevent a three-day strike. If an agreement isn't reached tonight, the healthcare workers will stage the largest strike in U.S. healthcare history. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Getting a lot of attention right now with a lot of speculation that he himself has encouraged that he would not simply take votes from Democrats if he runs for president as an independent, as he seems determined to do, but he would also take votes from President Trump. This is Robert Kennedy Jr. appearing on the Theo Von podcast. Listen.
Yeah, but then the other thing is that I take more votes from President Trump than I do from President Biden.
Right, so why would that help him?
Yeah, it's not helping him.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not helping President Trump by taking votes from him? And on what issues? The idea being that on Ukraine, on certainly COVID-19, on basically distrust of the establishment, cleaning the swamp, I guess you could say that Kennedy was closer to President Trump. They quote in the piece in Mediaite an unidentified member of the hierarchy of the Kennedy campaign. Yes, there is a new Kennedy campaign. So it's not just Robert Kennedy himself. It's not just Nate Silver. It's not just Quinnipiac, all of which find that Kennedy seems to have much more appeal to Republicans than he does to Democrats. The unidentified aide says this is going to, and the word is F, Trump. Bobby's values are much more in line with patriots. He's against big pharma. He's pro-Bitcoin. Decentralized so the government can control it. The insider also expressed confidence that Kennedy has a better shot at the presidency than others who have tried and failed to run as independents. He comes from a Kennedy dynasty. Unlike the other independents, he has a deep well of political connections. You cannot compare him to other independents. Well, Ross Perot had a great many political connections. He was fabulously wealthy, of course, spending a great deal of money. And Ross Perot was able to get onto the ballot in all 50 states, which for an independent candidate is very important. The way that Kennedy could do that, he has already met with the national chair of the Libertarian Party, and there is some feeling within the Libertarian Party that he may not be a perfect libertarian, but he's close enough. He may be that party's nominee for president. Last time out, they did very well, the Libertarians, in 2016, when Gary Johnson got 3.3% of the vote. Okay, if Kennedy goes above 15% of the vote nationally, he would be on debates. And given the fact that there is so much distaste Joe Biden, Donald Trump debate. Do you remember that Jake Tapper described that debate as a hot mess in a dumpster fire, in an earthquake, that it was just a disaster, the first debate between Biden and Trump. There's also another big column today, and very well argued column, which we'll get to, about is it possible that Joe Biden would withdraw from this presidential race? Anything is possible. They just unseated the speaker. There also is now a brand new black lesbian senator from California, LaFona Butler. And Governor Newsom released a promotional video for Emily's List president, and that's LaFona Butler, who will fill Senator Feinstein's seat. That video by Governor Gavin Newsom of California sounded like this.
Time and again, we have been told what choices we can and cannot make. We have come together across race and across place to respond to questions about our rights with clarity and resolve. We have to walk that road together, California. We have to walk that road arm in arm.
Okay, there is stirring music there. And, of course, she is not ruled out that she would join the merry band of liberal Democrats who are running for that Senate seat already. They had been running in anticipation that Dianne Feinstein would not continue. She had already ruled out running for re-election before her death, her untimely death. Meanwhile, another famous Californian is back on the late-night comedy circuit, now that there is another late-night comedy circuit. Arnold Schwarzenegger was on with Jimmy Kimmel and defined his own political standing. This is clip two.
But do you think of yourself as a Republican still?
I'm a proud Republican. And I tell you why, because I'm a traditional Republican. Remember that the one that put most of the land aside for future generations was Teddy Roosevelt. He was a Republican. The Ronald Reagan created the Air Resources Board in California. Most important board in order to really be able to execute all of the things, all the laws that we pass. President Nixon created the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency in Washington. President Nixon wanted to do universal health care. So these were people that were sane Republicans and that really were thinking more about what was good for the people rather than being stuck in the ideological corners. Today, a lot of Republicans and a lot of politicians get stuck in the ideological corners and they just can't get along, which is totally ridiculous because we all know, especially since I learned a lot of my lessons from sports, that you cannot win as a team if you don't work together. And Americans have to work together. Democrats and Republicans have to work together.
Okay. Look, would Schwarzenegger be a great addition to the Senate race in California? Sure he would. Could he clear the primary? I'm sure he could, because again, if there are three or four major Democratic candidates dividing Democratic votes, there surely should be enough non-Democratic votes, Republican votes, independent votes, that would go for Governor Schwarzenegger. He also, on Jimmy Kimmel, had advice to give to Donald Trump, which probably will indicate that there's not a great deal of MAGA support for Schwarzenegger, but would there be support from independents in California enough to help him clear the primary? And then if he's running against, wouldn't those be entertaining debates? If he's running against Adam Schiff, I do think that it's terrific that late night TV is back and that Arnold Schwarzenegger is back. We'll play you what Schwarzenegger unveiled as his advice to President Trump. Speaking of which, President Trump has just deleted from his Truth Social website his information condemning the court clerk in the trial that he's ongoing, a court clerk who was sitting there, where he had put out her personal information and spoken very harshly of her. That now is gone. And meanwhile, his trial continues. And what comes up with expelling two different members from the House of Representatives now that they have no speaker? We'll get to that and more coming up.
There's a time where someone from the outside has to step in and take control.
Michael Medved.
Join your champions for free market reform in Washington State. Washington Policy Center at their annual dinner event, October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
You don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Greatest show on God's green earth.
Look, it's a no-brainer.
The Michael Medved Show.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger is back. Could he be jumping back into politics? It's not at all inconceivable. There is an open Senate seat from California and a huge crowd of well-funded Democrats who are running for that seat, who are going to divide the overwhelming Democratic vote in the state of California and leave a chance for a Republican who can actually appeal to independents to qualify for the general election, to win the primary. Because the primary that they do in California is basically the two people who get the most votes. Can be two Democrats, can be two Republicans, can be independents. It's wild. But then again, it's California. Arnold Schwarzenegger helping Jimmy Kimmel rekindle his talk show with the writer's strike now over. The actor's strike, one hopes, making progress toward a resolution. Let there be a resolution too soon for the auto workers' strike. But Schwarzenegger was asked about his advice for Donald Trump on the Jimmy Kimmel show. Here's his response.
I want to ask you a quick question about Donald Trump. When you size him up, what would you guess that that man weighs?
You know, I don't really know how much he weighs. I can tell you one thing, that if you would ask me what should you do for fitness, I would just say run around yourself three times. You're going to be in great, great shape.
Again, this is perhaps why Schwarzenegger would not be a favorite with the MAGA constituency in California. Meanwhile, speaking of the MAGA constituency, the very glamorous attorney who it's impossible not to notice at Trump's side in his current fraud trial, civil trial in Manhattan. Her name is Alina Haba. She was on Newsmax, and she basically made clear that it wasn't her fault that Trump is going to be judged in this trial by one man, the presiding judge, justice, really, Arthur Engoron, and that he isn't getting to appear before a New York jury, which probably would have been much preferable for President Trump. Here is Alina Haba, clip one.
There were decisions like that. And I have to address this one common misconception in the press, and unfortunately, it just keeps getting repeated, which is that we had this great option to have a box checked for a jury. No, we didn't have that. That's not how this works. They brought it under Section 6312, which is a very narrow, not appropriately used section of the law, which is for consumer protections, not this. And that is why we're sitting here in front of a judge dealing with values of property where real estate, anybody with real estate brains, anybody with real estate experience, even laymen can understand that a tax assessment is not the same as the market value of your property, period.
Okay. Meanwhile, the trial goes on. There are estimates it could be done well before the December date that would be the furthest possible continuation of this particular trial, where it suggests that President Trump exaggerated his personal wealth and assets by a level of at least $2 billion. Meanwhile, controversy involving Jamal Bowman, who is a very ultra-liberal Democrat in Congress, who pulled a fire alarm to delay a vote in the House. And his office also called the GOP Nazis. And Ro Khanna on CNN, who's another very liberal Democrat in Congress, was actually trying to defend Representative Jamal Bowman and his antics. Listen, clip 11.
On Representative Bowman, but first I do want to point out there's no equivalence between that case as an individual member of Congress and the Republican chaos where they aren't able to keep the government open that affects millions of Americans and where they're preventing us from getting things done with these motions to vacate. That said, look, the language of calling Republicans Nazis is completely wrong. I would never call people who I disagree with philosophically, ideologically, a Nazi, which has historical connotations.
Yes.
And Representative Bowman has apologized for that and said that that was inappropriate language and that has no place in the Congress. I also believe that he has been transparent in explaining why he pulled the fire alarm. He's cooperating with the House administration, and there's going to be a transparent inquiry into that, which he has owned up to.
Okay. Meanwhile, on Fox, Jonathan Turley spoke against the House Republicans and their move to expel Jamal Bowman for pulling the fire alarm. Clip 12.
Well, I hate to be an alarmist, but that is the role that Congressman Bowman has laid out for himself. I mean, he did, in fact, commit an act that is at least a misdemeanor under D.C. law. It can be treated as a felony if you believe he intentionally tried to disrupt the congressional proceedings. I think that's unlikely, but it most certainly can be charged as a misdemeanor, a criminal misdemeanor. Now, does that mean that it's grounds for expulsion? I don't think so. I mean, I think that people have got to be very careful before they engage in the sort of expulsion compulsion. You know, if you start to do this, you're going to find a lot of folks are pushing for the expulsion of others. The fact that over hundreds of years we've only expelled five members should tell you something. They always had that power, but I think both sides recognize that down this road lies madness. If we start to expel members, it's going to become an insatiable appetite.
I think he's right. No expulsion compulsion. And no impeachment obsession. Meanwhile, speaking of impeachment obsessions, there's a new movie which is called The Re-Education of Molly Singer. It features Britt Robertson, who's something of a rising star, and has to do with a hard-drinking lawyer who saves her job, she hopes, by babysitting somebody else, the son of her boss, enrolling in college. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A young lawyer with a drinking problem gets fired, and in order to get her job back, she has to go undercover into college in order to protect the dorky, insecure son of her hard-driving boss, Jamie Presley, in The Re-Education of Molly Singer, now available to rent on multiple streaming services.
I'm getting paid to go back to college, and you're going to come with me. We have until homecoming to get this kid from zero to hero.
How are you supposed to do that?
And the vision of college and fraternity life is obsessively soaked in booze, while the characters, played by Britt Robertson in the title role and Nico Santos as her overweight gay best pal, are too one-dimensional to generate much sympathy. Rated R for a tiresome focus on body parts, sexuality, and drinking. Only 2 stars for The Re-Education of Molly Singer, which feels like a reworking of other stereotypical films about wild and crazy days in an unreal collegiate world. Yeah, the film, very few memorable moments, except those that are deeply distasteful. Speaking of deeply distasteful, there is a diploma divide that is dominating American politics. What does it signify, and what does it say about our political future of both parties? We'll talk about it next time on The Medved Show. And you've heard about Pirates of the Caribbean, popular theme park ride, Pirates of Penzance. Now we have Pirates of San Francisco, homeless pirates who are marauding through the crime-ridden San Francisco Bay. We'll tell you what's going on next time, Wednesday, on The Medved Show. The Obamas, among the most popular people in the country. That's Michelle and, yes, a guy named Barack. They've just worked together producing a new movie for Netflix. About what? Who stars in it? And what's the genre? We'll talk about it on Wednesday on The Medved Show. We'll also be joined by legal scholar, conservative legal scholar, John Yoo, who will tell us why he is thinks that Trump could probably lose this trial that he's experiencing in New York City. And is it true that we need less God and more atheists? A formerly religious dropout talks about why those atheists are so necessary, she says, for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.